Hello, I'm Matthias Spiegel.
And I'm Ronald Donaldson.
And welcome to a not quite as good but healthier episode of...
But that's a different story. Headlines. Where we bring you the most interesting headlines from across the globe and expand on them for you, the dear listener.
Now let us hear today's headline, submitted by DearDairy22 on Twitter.
Submit your own headlines to @ButThat'sAPod.
Oh no, quotes Froyo Dojo CEO Joe Mandibo. Ronald, I got a bone to pick.
Now, is it one of your own, or perhaps a chicken bone?
Out of my own collarbone. That's my favorite. I've got nice ones. They always say that about me in the press when I'm doing my red carpet walks, shirtless, of course. They say, who are you wearing? I say, me, baby. Me and BVD. I strip my tidy whities out there.
BVD, that's your choice of underwear.
Yeah, I'm sure that still exists and isn't a dated reference.
It's true, your collarbones are quite protrusive.
Yeah, I gotta buy special shirts because they stick out so far. Or I gotta, you know, I gotta customize my own shirts. I cut out little slits for the bones to poke through.
But they are very nice and defined.
Thank you. Yes, they're my most striking feature in that I hit people with them the most.
Ah, yes. Your rugby days, you would always shoulder into opponents.
Mm-hmm. Slash them. Two fatalities. Manslaughter, acquitted.
Yes, they said you were just reenacting a Mad Max film. Like one of those people with the hockey or lacrosse pads with the spikes on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, defense. That's what I was playing, of course. Rugby defense. I kept that scrum tight, Ronald. They couldn't bear to lose me. That's how they got me the best lawyer in the game.
Yes, this all happened on the field. The trial.
The land of rugby has quick and speedy justice.
Oh, yes. Play rarely stops.
Mm-mm. No.
Not like American football trials.
No, no. Little CTE. Stop the whole game.
So many recesses for commercials.
Yeah. No, not in rugby. Not in my rugby days, at least. But no, this isn't my collarbone that I'm picking. This is a figurative bone with a certain magnate of industry that is the CEO of a company that I like to frequent. I'm talking Joe Mandibo. He is the CEO, founder, and co-founder, split personalities, you see, of Froyo Dojo here in New York City.
Oh, yes. Big Forbes magazine article about him and his split personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, one of them has a mind for finance. He's got a CFO in there.
Mm-hmm.
COO. He's got the whole C-suite.
Yeah, chief operating officer. That's a guy who's got his boots on the ground. His different outfit for every personality. It all, you know, it's one of the highest grossing and quickest rising fruit. It's dominating Pinkberry. It's demolishing all of the rest.
TCBY.
Oh, TCBY.
Tasty Delight.
Tasty Delight. Mm-hmm. Even Tim Hortons. Why not? No, yeah. Froyo Dojo. Expanding quite rapidly. Because you do go in, you get your ice cream first, and then you do a quick sparring match with a sumo man. Or jiu-jitsu. You take your pick of martial arts. It's an MMA kind of thing. You get one frozen yogurt, and then you do a quick bout.
Well, you get your choice of toppings. They call it a batch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a batch and match.
This is, all right, well, you're getting right to my point here. The toppings is what I have the issue with here. They have Oreo cookie crumbles, gummy worms, gummy bears, you know, pralines, why not? All the things that you can think of. But what they don't have, Ronald, what Mr. Mandibo does not understand is that some of us want full-size candy bars as available toppings in our frozen yogurt.
Ah, yes. I remember you coming back one day with a frozen yogurt from this very establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And you were here in the office break room, and a single tear
rolled down. Proselytizing.
Yes. As you tried so ineffectively to put a 100 grand bar into the frozen yogurt, splashed it down.
Oh, I can't do it myself. Or do I look like a frozen yogurt expert? I think not. I didn't go to school for that. I'm a reporter, not a froyo artist. This is important. People train for years, decades, to become perfect frozen yogurt artists.
Artisans, they get the right, if you will.
Mm-hmm. They get the right ratio of scooping to topping. And it just works. They fold it in sometimes. Sometimes they sprinkle it on top. They know what to do. They're experts in the field.
Oh, yes. Very difficult.
I myself am quite the klutz. That's why I don't... I always ask for assistance when adding toppings to my frozen yogurt. I never do it myself. I say, what is this? I'm in New Jersey. That's where I usually go for my frozen yogurt. It's like, I'm not supposed to pump my own gas nor top my own froyo.
No, yes, that time you did try once, I remember you were trying to add them as the froyo was coming out of the machine.
It was a catastrophe. They had to shut down the store.
Oh, yes.
An ecological disaster.
FEMA came in. The EPA.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Bad news.
Oh, yeah. Bad news all over. I was banned from that particular Tim Hortons, and that's why they don't sell frozen yogurt anymore. If you were wondering, for Tim Hortons, I thought that was a donut place. Yeah, it didn't used to be. This has been an ongoing issue since the 80s.
Oh, yes. A blight on the illustrious story of Tim Hortons. Mm-hmm. Not your fault, though. You were only doing your best. And this is why they instituted now the don't put your own toppings on froyo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not COVID or anything, just me. So, no, yeah, I mean, some places still have it available. We can dress it yourself. Sure, why not? Be fancy free, but that's not for me. So I, you know, I've been emailing, tweeting Mr. Mandibo, pitching him my idea to have full-size candy bars available as toppings for my frozen yogurt. Me specifically. If anyone else wants it, great, but I just need it. I need it. And what he's failing to understand here is it's at no loss to him, man. They weigh it. They price it by the weight. I'm willing to pay
for
that payday. Full size.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you would rather do all three musketeers rather than just one baby.
I don't want three fun-sized three musketeers bars. No, I want one full Three Musketeers bar sticking out the top of my frozen yogurt like an oversized candle. I want to stick a little wick on top of it and burn it for my birthday as a gift to myself. Is that so wrong, Ronald? I think not. It seems reasonable to me, a reasonable and perfectly normal man.
And are you asking for, say, extra large, king size candy bars?
I'm not even asking for extra large king-size candy bars. I'm just saying a regular Snickers, you know, mm-hmm. A full-size payday, perfectly cromulent crunch, Nestle Crunch Bar.
Ah, yes, yes. A Butterfinger, perhaps?
A basically basic Butterfinger, just sticking out of my froyo. That's all I want. I want it in a cone, too.
The froyo in a cone or the froyo cup? Also in a cone, or the candy bar in a cone.
I want the cone to be big enough to envelop the cup so that the cone doesn't get soggy.
And you know what? Let's make the cups edible while we're at it.
Uh-huh, but also not disintegratable so that it doesn't leak into my cone, making that soggy too. Figure it out, scientists. What do we pay you for anyway?
Yeah, they've got nothing else going on. Come on.
But yeah, so Mr. Mandiblow, because he blows at his job. I've been tweeting him. He's blocked me. I've been emailing him. He changed his email address. I assume so. I'm getting mailer demon response now. So I've found out where he lives. I'm an investigative reporter. That's right under my purview, of course. I go and visit his house. Oh, he gets a restraining order against me. Very unprofessional as far as I'm concerned. I'm trying to pitch him a $1 trillion idea. He could trounce the rest. He's on an upward path right now. He could be on a freaking 360 degrees path. Like, it's so going so good that it goes bad and then right back to going great again. An infinitium loop, in fact. A figure eight. That could be his trajectory. Paths in which the stocks have never even seen before. You can't even make graphs to show this kind of growth.
Almost as if it were an infinite swirl of two flavors of Froyo.
Whoa. Hold on now. What's that again? Two flavors of Froyo?
Mixed together?
Mixed together. Like, are you talking like a vanilla and like a slightly different temperature vanilla from two different machines?
Oh, why, I'm positing a vanilla and perhaps even, dare I say, a chocolate.
Do you hear that? No, because I'm speechless.
There was no speech. I can attest to that. Fact checkers, not in their heads.
Uh-huh. Did I check the decibels? Zero.
You couldn't even comprehend this.
Are you talking, they mix them beforehand, so it's a chocolate and vanilla, and it comes out that way in the machine?
Oh, sort of a, instead of one
instead of
cup.
Being brown, and it's just a slightly lighter brown, because they're mixed together.
No, no, no.
Oh, what are you positing?
I'm suggesting, say, one hole, the vanilla comes out. Another hole, the chocolate comes out at the same time. And they both go into the cup, and you move the cup around, I'm guessing. That maybe is how it works. Could it be?
Spin it.
Yes, if you spin, accounting for the spin, the rotation of the Earth,
mm-hmm.
the wind speed, of course,
mm-hmm.
the coefficient of friction in the machine. I'm doing calculations right now.
Okay. I see you've got your abacus out.
Yes. Yes, and I'm drawing on marker, on each little abacus ball, drawing different parts of the equation.
Kids today, with their solar-powered calculators, don't know what it was like back in our day.
Oh, no, they don't know the joy of playing Snake on an abacus.
Slapping someone with your slide rule.
Poking a little fanny with the compass. So,
okay, calculations done? Where are you at?
I think, yes, it's possible. It's dangerous, but I think it's possible.
Two flavors in one. Unheard of. Well, now I've got something else. See, Mr. Mandibo, I'm full of good ideas. We're an ideas machine over here. Hire us. Or at least listen to our ideas.
We just
don't
get
make
two
me
machines
take it
one.
To Shark Tank.
No, you
I
know,
get Kutch on the line.
That's right. I heard Ashton Kutcher's on there now. I'm sure he loves frozen yogurt. Or at least his character from That 70s Show would. After, you know, token a few dupes.
Oh, is that what they were doing? Since when? I thought they were all
subtext.
Nice boys and girls. What were they doing in that basement? Why is that camera spinning? You know what? That's what we got to do. We got to get the cameraman from That 70s Show to spin the cups while we're pouring the yogurt. He's used to spinning when they're all in the circle.
No, that's right. He won't get dizzy at all.
No, he's used to it. They've trained him. They trained him like those freaking Froyo artists.
I mean, they do have to go through that astronaut training where you sit in that pod and they spin you around.
Oh, and you get to see what your face looks like if a chimpanzee was trying to rip it off from the back.
Yes, that's the main purpose.
Or like what it looks like when you put your hair in too tight of a bun.
Mm. Yes, yes.
I guess less extreme. I did not do heightening well there.
Well, both are true for the astronauts in case they get lost in a Planet of the Apes type situation.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah, that's what training is for. This is in case an ape in a distant land oh, we hope it's a distant land, not America in the future, but tries to pull your hair so tight that it stretches your face.
They'll know what to do then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But no, it doesn't take a freaking rocket scientist to know that putting full-size candy bars in your frozen yogurt will be a guaranteed win for your company. So,
you know what? Here's another idea. I'll give it to him for free.
Hmm. Assuming he's listening, which I know he is, you coward.
Step out into the light and listen. Stop listening behind your headphones.
What is it? What's your idea? I gotta know. We go in Shark Tank. We pick Shark Tank. We go in Shark Tank. We go in Shark Tank. That's the corn. That's where you pitch your corn ideas. Of course, we were, I believe one of us was a guest on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
But no, we'll go on Shark Tank, the real one, and pitch our idea in tandem. I mean, you've got the swirl idea. That's amazing. I've got the full-size candy bar. What else you got?
What if you take either an oversized candy bar or even a regular-sized, say, Hershey's-type bar, give it to some of those people at the dojo, chop it in half.
Uh-huh. Well, this was part of my idea for having the regular size candy bars is I did want to connect them and use them as nunchucks against so I could win the jiu-jitsu fighting. That's the main reason I want that it had to be Froyo Dojo. I have ulterior motives, so what? It's mixed martial arts. They didn't say you can't use a bow staff nunchucka. Throwing stars. Yeah, I can nibble a peppermint patty so it's sharp enough to do some damage.
Of course, put those Snickers on the ice cream. Freezes right up. Gets pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. That's how I win. Stab you.
Ah.
This fights right to the death. It's possible. They got mm-hmm. insurance.
That's true. What a smart, smart move.
Mm-hmm. Almost as smart as putting full sleeve of Smarties available for me to put wrapper and everything right on top of my delicious frozen yogurt. I've heard of Bruce Lee, but Bruce Spree? That's a candy.
It's me, Terry, the sumo man. And if you want to spar with me, you better go give But That's a Different Story a subscription on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or whatever, and then rate it 5 stars. That's the barrier for entry. And once you're past the barrier, you got to get the key. And the key is you got to go to @butthatsapod on Twitter and click that little follow button. Oh, they're going to love it. And then you're going to love sparring with me. And finally, you better come with a headline, and that headline better have been submitted to @butthatsapod on Twitter or sent to butthatsadifferentstory@gmail.com. And I guarantee you that once that headline's said, they're probably going to read it on air live and expand upon it. Oh, doesn't that sound like fun? Almost as fun as sparring with me. But I got to get out of here because I see someone coming at me with 2 full-size paydays, king size. That's not allowed in the ring. And they're going to whack me up. Probably something fierce unless I get to it. But that's a different story.